What do we got? Okay, I got Rich Uncles. No, yeah, Rich Uncles, Blue Apron, and Medjet. I'm glad Blue Apron's back with us. I ain't shitting you. You'll hear me pitch it on the show, but for you BSBs behind the scenes, do I believe in that product? Goddamn right. I believe in this one, too. It doesn't mean the ones that I don't mention, but in particular, God, look at Mike Ditka. Does he look like shit? In particular, I am down with this Blue Apron. This shit is for, this is great stuff. You order this, it comes to your house, 3 meals per package. Man, it was fantastic. I don't know how many of you guys like to cook, because you do prepare it. You know, I mean, that's the only thing. If you really want something fast, yeah, I would suggest going to Burger King or whatever, wherever you go. But if you really want to eat a great meal, you make it yourself. It's going to be less expensive to go to a good restaurant, and you have to go to a pretty decent restaurant to eat this well, the Blue Apron way. So, listen, I'm even using kind of advertising talk, aren't I? The Blue Apron way. God damn it. I'm going to the doctor. Today, the fucking doctor was hung up at the hospital, so could not... he was blowing off patients, and I rescheduled for tomorrow morning, but I actually rescheduled for Friday morning, this morning, as you're seeing this. What's wrong with me? Nothing. I've got an infection of some... I've got an infected... I've got... Don't worry about it, man. And it ain't what you're thinking, either. So don't be disgusting. So what are we going to do? All right. How about a show? I was listening to today's show, yesterday's show. I mean, that fucking Jay Santos bit with him going in and out of the bar. I was dying. And then, you know me, I mean, I'm the worst critic of Phil Hendry. I mean, I'm hard on myself. And the fucking, the one before that, the Emery Clayton, he's tearing into fucking Rabbit because one came between him and his girlfriend. Oh, I laughed. That's my rule of thumb. If it makes me laugh, it's got to be at least it's that good. At least I'm enjoying my work, you know. Nobody in the world may think it's funny except for me, but at least I'm having fun while I'm doing this stuff. So, you know, I mean, when we maybe someday someone will say, "Oh yeah, Phil Hendry. He was one of Phil wasn't the first because there were a lot of guys, but one of the first radio guys." To take his show from radio and go full-time digital. And you know, we incorporated our show into the digital world. I mean, I think the show is now sort of podcast length as opposed to radio station length. Radio station length is 3 hours. Why? Because radio stations are too fucking cheap to pay more than, say, 6 or 7 people per shift, you know, per day, broadcast day. So that busts it down to about 3-hour increments. With a few 5 hours thrown in there. That's why radio shows are 3 hours long. Not because that's the perfect length for a radio show. No. You can listen to radio shows at 3 hours and tell yourself, Jesus Christ, this fucking show is too long. It's too long, you know. There were times when we were on for 3 hours. Rush Limbaugh, when he first went on the air, was only a 2-hour show. So anyway, make a long story short. We do anywhere from a 50-minute to 40-minute to a 50-minute to a 1-hour show. I try to keep it at an hour. Sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. Oh, fuck. All right, man. I don't know why I launched into that diatribe. I'm wearing my hot pink shirt today, so I thought you guys would really dig that. Jesus, that's stunning. Well... No, I do what I can. No, let me see if there's any fucking email. God damn it. Do I hate email? Okay. All right, cool. Cool. Stamps.com's coming on board. Love it. Love it. And tomorrow I've got some auditions due.
What?
Okay. It's fucking hot, man. It shouldn't be hot, but maybe I've got a... Because I've got this infection. Maybe I got a fever or something. I don't know. All right, so. News. Jesus, this fucking bullshit. The court refuses to reinstate travel ban, dealing Trump another legal loss. Boy, and he doesn't like to lose. Kellyanne Conway stings Hillary Clinton because she was Twitter trolling Trump? What is this? What's this thing I just saw here? What the fuck is that? That was weird. All right. Well, 3-0. The reference is to the legal battles, but it didn't take long for Trump's top advisor. Those, of course, are the states that Trump flipped in the election to rip victory from Hillary and devastate the Democratic Party. Oh, okay. The unanimous decision from the 9th came down hard on Trump's travel and deciding where he had promised to institute a Muslim ban. Oh, maybe that's something that's worth... I don't know if it is or not, but... Oh, fuck. God damn it. Fuck! Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino. This is what I expect Dele Alli to become at Spurs. Judy Garland's ex-husband alleged she was groped by Munchkin actors on the Wizard of Oz set. Jesus, that's not funny. She was underage at the time. You know, you think you could do a bit with that, but because she was underage, she was a minor child. There ain't anything funny about it, as far as I'm concerned. Bay Area made of questions remain on Super Bowl. On a day when newly minted 49er coach Kyle Shanahan would have preferred to look only to the future, he was asked multiple times to relive the past. The Niners formally introduced Shanahan. That's a good story. The Raiders president Mark Budane, whatever the hell, how do you pronounce that name? You want it? You got it.
Well, and Kellyanne Conway.
Mother Kellyanne Conway.
And Kellyanne Conway, as far as I'm concerned, is wrecked from the neck up.
Mother Kellyanne Conway, I think, is a... I think she's a great representation of...
I think Kellyanne Well, I love my son, but I don't think... Kellyanne Conway got a zinger in. She really dropped the hammer on Hillary Clinton. And Clinton has got to get someone who's got some Twitter savvy to fire back on her.
Well, what do you think Hillary Clinton should have fired back with?
Well, she should have had someone, I think, on staff who would have said, for instance, she said 3-0, and Kellyanne said Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, what have you. And then Hillary could come back with, you have a face like a gorilla, you know?
Well, that's not very artful, is it?
Well, I think it at that point, you've got to come back with something. You can't sit and you can't sit and let her just, because you'll sit and rot.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hello, because of Todd. Todd is my son. I love my son, Todd. And I will always love my son.
John Jerryman. John?
Yes, thank you, Phil. Yes, this is John Jerryman. Yes. Hello, Phil. This is John Jerryman. Raj?
Yes?
My name is John Jerryman. I'm a singer, but I'm also I'm a patriot.
You know what?
I'm a patriot. I don't like what you're saying about... I don't like what you're saying. You made me love you. Yes. So those are some of the songs that I do. I'm calling into this gentleman, Mr. Fineen's.
Bozell. Jason Chaffetz got booed at a fucking town hall because he's worthless, man. Ay. This is in Utah. They're booing this kid. He's a representative, Jason Chaffetz. They're booing him because he did not want to go after, he didn't want to look into Trump's possible conflict of interest. That's Utah, man. It's a fucking red state. I mean, Utah's getting blue, Jack. I mean, it looks like it's going to get blue here. Because those Mormons are pretty conservative the way they vote, but... Should Hillary be, on the same page, should Hillary be prosecuted? Where's the evidence? Oh, God. Oh, my God. However, I do know that looking at a lot of those Trump regret tweets, one of the biggest complaints that people who voted for Trump and are now disappointed. One of the biggest complaints they have is that he did not go after Hillary Clinton, did not prosecute her. That was a big one for a lot of people. Got a lot of votes based, I guess. I don't know. At least it got a lot of the votes that I saw. Ivanka Trump's brand, it didn't sell. What are we going to do about that, huh? Ivanka Trump's brand, it didn't sell. Ivanka Trump's brand didn't sell. What if Chris Norton was like, well, I made that comment because...
Well, I think I owe it in truth and, you know, full disclosure that Melania Trump would probably want to have sex with me. I'm not saying that she would cheat on her husband, although it would be hard for her not to. And I made that comment in Bone Weekly. It's a porn magazine. I made the comment, I did an editorial opinion in Bone Illustrated.
He made a comment. Fucking Chris Norton did an editorial in Bone Illustrated, but just Bone Weekly. That this is Chris Norton. Melania Trump would definitely.
And there's a song. We reworked it, and I believe it was, they say don't go on Norton Mountain. Right. They say don't go on Norton Mountain. They say don't go on Norton Mountain. If you're looking for, you know, a peaceful life, because Norton Mountain's where it's at. That's the name of the movie. And to promote Norton Mountain, I said that Melania Trump, among women, would probably want to climb. You know, they'd want to climb Norton Mountain or Norton Peak. You know, Pikes Peak, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just...
Go ahead. What about Pikes Peak?
I was thinking of having a car race up Norton Peak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what? How would it be different?
Nothing.
All right. Norton Peak. Warden Mountain. Let me see here, man. Purchased songs. They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain. If you're looking for a way. I don't know what the name of that song is, though. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. Where the fuck is this song? Ah, shit. I have to find country. Country, here we go. Clifton Clout. What's the name of that song? Love Mountain or some shit like that? I don't know. They say don't go up Love Mountain, you know. T-shirt? Die happy on Crashing Marin Stain. Norman. Love is your name. Merle Haggard. The Mamas? Oh, the Mavens. Man, Morris. God. Ring of Fire. Folsom Prison. Annie Song. Rocky Mountain High. Tonight Looks Good on You. What's the name of this motherfucking song? Hello, Walls. Now, that's one. Donna Fargo. Don Gibson. Somewhere on a Bench. The fuck? Laurie, 6 Days on the Road. International Harvester. Oh, come on, motherfucker. Where the fuck? How did this... Oh, I know what's going on. Okay, never mind. Shit, I don't have all the fucking time in the goddamn world here, motherfuckers. You know, I gotta get fucking going, man. Dickie Lee, Dave Dudley, Craig Morgan. You should be here. Kanan Smith. Oh, come on, motherfuckers. Oh, man, this is no good, dude. Maybe I didn't buy it. You know what? I bet you I didn't even get it. I probably didn't purchase it. I probably didn't put it in the library. How would I know how to spell it, man, unless it was the title of the song? Come on, motherfucker. Learn how to type. There it is. There it is. There it is, man. There it is. they say don't. Claude King, Columbia Country Classics.
If a stranger should enter there, all of my dreams are on Wolverton
Mountain. Every 6 seconds, a Domino's Pizza lover's dreams are dashed daughter. By one sound.
I want to take her from the rear, her tender, I'm joking, I'm kidding. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey. And Wolverton, my own tin. And, Melania Trump. Fuck, how much time we got in this motherfucker? How much time? Man, look at the pair on that chick on the, never mind. Hey, man. And it's, you know, very, very, very handsomely done. I would say it's very handsomely done. All right. New York City man plotting the Islamic State. This motherfucker is in New York, legally here. And I don't think he's not from any country that is on the list. Lost films of Steve Bannon. Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to try and revive Johnny Manziel's career. Oh, fuck. That ought to be interesting. I follow Canadian football, just, you know. Okay. All right, man. Let's do it to it, brother. Let's do it to it. Right on, right on, right on, right on, right on, right on, right on. Okay. All right. They say don't go. All right, man. I can do this. I can do this. I know how to do this. Well, it's a wild and wonderful world, isn't it? All kinds of news, all kinds of things have. There's business, there's politics, there's sports. There is a plethora of information for you to digest as you make your way in this world. And if you're young, you probably think that making money is a lot easier than it really is. I don't know why I say that. Maybe it's because that's how dumb I was when I was a kid. And I shouldn't say a kid. Let me start this all over again. Lots of change and uncertainty. Start all over again.